This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And oh, I'm going to get to Dr. Fauci, Colbert, system membership cards. Oh, I'm going to get to all that. But there's been a request. And there's something I always have to keep in mind. I have to keep in mind that unbelievably, the show is just growing and growing and growing and growing. And so a lot of the stories I've told from the past, a lot of people have not heard them before. And oftentimes it actually cracks me up. We get requests for them from people who've heard them. We get this email, Jesse Miniguns Kelly. Kind of hard to see in the picture below. Anyway, but the brand of butter dish is buttery. Every time I make a bagel, he says, shout out to Chris, I think about your fish buttery. It's been a while since you told that story. Can you tell it again for new listeners? Okay. Here's the deal. We'll get back to politics in a minute. I'm going to tell this story, though, and I don't really care that it's not political. It's been heavy. It's been heavy recently, no matter what. All the Israel and Hamas stuff, and it's just always been heavy. So let's rewind, shall we? I'm going to screw up some details on this because this was years ago, but as far as ages and things go, but our boys, when they were little, they wanted a dog. Now, my oldest son, James, had a pet allergy to hair. It was animal hair, any animal hair, dog hair, cat hair, horse hair would practically make his throat close up. But we're talking, and not a terrible allergy, but rashes and things like that. So boys wanted a dog, couldn't get a dog. What do? The boys, we talk them into getting them fish. I realize it's not exactly a dog, but for boys, you know, it was something. We decide we're going to get them fish. Oldest son, James, gets a fish. Youngest son, Luke, gets the fish. James names his fish. It came time for Luke to name his fish. And Luke attempted, and this is on videotape, I might point out. I actually should grab the audio of this and play it for the audience. On videotape, Luke, I think he was six years old at the time. He had to be at least six. 6 or 7 years old at the time. He says he wants to name his fish Butt Snake because butts are hilarious to boys. Everybody knows it. I don't know why they're hilarious to boys. We, of course, flatly refused to allow him to name his fish Butt Snake. Wet Snake. He tried all these. I don't know why it's a snake. Eventually, he settles on the name Buttery since he couldn't have Butt Snake. All right? Buttery. Buttery is the name of the fish. That may sound unimportant, but believe me when I tell you that is a critically important part of the story. The fish's name, chosen by him, is Buttery. You with me? Again, this is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to politics whenever I'm done. Now, James, of course, takes meticulous care of his fish, and it promptly dies in like 2 weeks. Luke couldn't care less about his fish. Could not care less about his fish. The fish will go days without eating, and we'll ask him, have you fed your fish? And yet the fish is basically the Rasputin of the fish world. It will not die. It will not die. Now, I'm selling RVs at the time. Remember, I was selling RVs before I did this. And Christmas time is coming. Now, this is a fish I want to stress again, and I cannot possibly stress this enough. He doesn't care about the fish, not even a little bit. He forgets its existence. If it wasn't for me and the wife, the fish would never have a meal. He doesn't care about the fish. All right? We're coming up on Christmas time. We used to do every other year, her parents, my parents. Now we just kind of stay home. But it was the year we were going to her parents who were back in Ohio. I can't take all the time she can take off of work. I have to stay. You know, when you're in sales, you sell or you don't eat. That's the way it is. So I had to stay. They were leaving ahead of me. We together, contrary to what you hear now, together, my wife and I had a conversation with each other. What exactly do we do with the fish? I mean, it's a betta. It's a goldfish, basically. It's a goldfish. The kid doesn't care about it. Are we really going to give someone a key and access to our house to come feed the fish nobody cares about? Come on, that's ridiculous. Plus, we don't want to spend the money and pay. We decide, hey, they're leaving before I am. Once they leave, I will take the fish and I will flush it down the toilet. We'll just tell the son that the fish died or something like that after. You know, I told you I'm a horrible person. I know they sell auto feeders, Chris. Do you want to go out and spend the money on an auto feeder, Chris? I'd love to see you spend the money on an auto feeder, Chris. Anyway, she leaves with the kids. I take the fish when it's time for me to go. I say my goodbyes to Buttery and whoop, down the toilet, flushed away. Buttery's gone. We go back to Ohio, we do Christmas, we come back home, and we are home, and this is not a detail I forget, we are home for at least 24 hours. And finally, Luke comes out and he says, hey, where's the fish? And I said, your fish? Oh, buddy, I flushed him down the toilet while you were gone. He wasn't going to make it without food and stuff like that, so we got rid of him. Now, there's something you should know about Luke. He is highly people intelligent. Highly people intelligent. I know everyone says that about their kids, but he really is one of these people. Like, he's 13. He could sit down with you, me, and our adult friends, and you would enjoy his company. He just has a great sense of humor. He reads people really well. He drips charisma. He's just one of those kids. Luke looks at me after I told him he flushed his fish. And the wife is in the room too. Aubrey's in the room too. He looks at her. He looks at me. He looks at her and you can tell his mind is working. He bursts into tears. Now, Ob, she does what any mother would do. Calls him over. Puts him in her lap. And she's holding him, and not only is she holding him, she's staring daggers at me. What did you do? As if this was a decision we didn't make together at all. We made this decision together, and she's staring at me. And I can see, she can't because she's so blinded by love, I can see that he's faking it. He's faking the tears. And I said, he doesn't even care about the fish. He's using you right now. He's using you. She said, yes, he does. I said, no, he doesn't. And he starts to turn up the volume on the crying to try to drown me out. I can see what he's doing. And finally, I say, okay, Luke. What was the fish's name, Luke? And he looks at me, kind of like side eye. His head is under hers. He gives me this side eye look. She can't see it. And then goes back to burying his head in her chest and crying and trying to get out to answer it. And I said, no. What was the name of the fish, Luke? He said, wet snake? Not buttery. He didn't even remember the name of the fish. And he used his mother's sympathies to get us down to PetSmart and get him a pet lizard that day because he faked being sad about the fish. To this day, he calls me a fish murderer. And to this day, and this is the most horrible part of this sordid little tale, the wife claims no responsibility for this whatsoever, pointing fingers at me and only me. It's an injustice. All right. Now, that's the fish story. They did eventually, obviously, get a dog. That's how we ended up with Fred. We found a dog breed that it's a golden doodle is what Fred is, that it was hypoallergenic, so its hair doesn't bother him, and they do take wonderful care of the dog, and they love the dog. And look, he's part of the family now, right? He's part of the family. That's why we give Fred rough greens. I saw this story about the world's oldest dog in Portugal. It lived to the age of 31. And the first thing I thought was, oh, I guarantee you that dog was on rough greens. Because dogs that are on rough greens add years to their lives. Years to their lives. It's natural nutritional supplement, not dog food. Keep giving your dog food, the dog food it likes. That's fine, but understand there's no nutrition in it. Get rough greens and pour it on your dog's food. They give out free jumpstart trial bags. Fred used to have digestive problems all the time and ear infections all the time. Golden doodles are prone to those. No more. None, thanks to Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart Trial Bag. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Did you hear this from Stephen Colbert?
Anybody over there had COVID recently? Anybody? Everybody dodged a bullet? I forgot. You know, like a lot of, I kind of forgot, like, that's done. And Evie, my darling wife, said we should go get the booster. I'm like, oh, I definitely want to go get the booster.
Yeah.
But I haven't had like a day off since we came back in. We've been making up for lost time because we're off for 5 months. And last weekend I was out in Los Angeles. I was out in LA and I got COVID from traveling out there. Evie got the shot. She was with me the whole time. We did everything together. And fear not, we smooched plenty. And she got the booster and did not get COVID. I did not get the booster and I got COVID.
Wow.
So
wow.
Another round for you, science.
He's still claiming that the booster helps prevent COVID. Even the CDC doesn't take that line anymore. Why, though? Why make such a claim? Let's talk about it. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show right here. Well, everywhere now. It's amazing how big the show is. How many stations is it now, Chris? It's so weird. It's a lot. Thanks, Chris. Is that the technical term? You know, it's wild to remember that it was just 5 years ago. 5 years ago we started. In that 7 to 8 o'clock at night show. One local station. Insane. Look, I'm not surprised by the success because I'm here. Chris. What, Chris? I'm not. Quit. All right. Now, there are three different headlines here. Actually, three different. Well, one's not really a headline, but there are three different headlines. You heard what Stephen Colbert said. Stephen Colbert. Well, in case you missed it, this is Stephen Colbert talking about getting COVID because he didn't get his booster. And his wife, she didn't get COVID because she got her booster. Now, keep in mind, even all the people who originally lied about everything, the CDC, FDA, all of them, Nobody claims the booster prevents you from getting it or spreading it now. That is a lie. It was always a lie. It's a lie even they've dropped. And yet, Stephen Colbert is still telling
it. Anybody over there had COVID recently? Everybody dodged a bullet? I forgot. You know, like a lot of, like, I kind of forgot, like, that's done. And Evie, my darling wife, said we should go get the booster. I'm like, I definitely want to go get the booster.
Yeah.
But I haven't had like a day off since we came back in. We've been making up for lost time because we're off for 5 months. And last weekend I was out in Los Angeles. I was out in LA and I got COVID from traveling out there. Evie got the shot. She was with me the whole time. We did everything together. And fear not, we smooched plenty. And she got the booster and did not get COVID. I did not get the booster and I got COVID.
Wow.
So another round for you, science.
Pair that with this headline. Fauci netted $2 million during COVID. He and his wife are now worth $11 million. And pair that with this headline. Jamie Dimon, you know, JP Morgan. Quote, we're going to have the best growth we've ever had this year. I think since maybe sometime after the Great Depression. Next year will be pretty good, too. Now, what do all these things have in common? You see, the system. It pays to be a system member. And you remember we've had this talk before. Being a member of the system is easy. Your life is easier, I mean. And it's profitable. Look at Fauci and all his money. Look at Jamie Dimon, everyone else being wiped out, inflation, recession coming, having their greatest year since the Great Depression. Stephen Colbert out there. It's easy and it's profitable to be a member of the system. But in order to maintain your system membership, you have to constantly keep your card, your system membership card, updated. How do you keep it updated? Nobody wants to risk having their system membership card expired. Nobody wants to be on the outside looking in. Could you imagine what Stephen Colbert would do if he had to actually be funny? He would never be able to do it. So he has to maintain the card. He must keep it up to date. What do? You must at all times do the system's bidding. And you must update when they update. It's profitable. Dr. Fauci is a career government employee loser and pulled in $2 million last year, worth $11 million, a career government employee. Staggering. Jamie Dimon, big finance giant JP Morgan. Do you remember when banks started getting shut down by the government and the government gutted the banks and started handing them over to finance giants? Do you remember that? I remember it like it was yesterday. Do you remember when they announced who exactly would be rebuilding Ukraine after Russia and Ukraine are done blowing the entire place up? Do you remember that? Oh, I'm not going to be quiet about it, Chris. I remember like it was yesterday. Yep. BlackRock, JP Morgan, and the lot of them. The truth is, the system is profitable if you're a member of it. It's safe and it's profitable. And therefore, people like Stephen Colbert will debase themselves publicly and routinely because having that card is everything for someone like them. And not only is it profitable, not only do you get the carrot of getting the profitability and acceptance of being part of the system, you also don't risk being in the system's path and facing the system's wrath. You see, Jenna Ellis, she got in the system's path. And, well, here she is in court.
Thank you, Your Honor, for the opportunity to address the court. As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously. And I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability.
Yeah, you get it. Her forced confession in a courtroom to stay out of jail. That's what happens when you're an enemy of the system. When you're part of it, you get rewarded handsomely. If you choose to be an enemy of it, well, you heard it. Now, I owe you emails. I'm so far behind on the emails. We're still going to get to troops being deployed. Looks like we did another country wrong with our foreign policy. All that and so much more is still to come. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to emails here in a minute. I can't wait to play this Sheila Jackson Lee cut of her chewing out her staffers. It took us a little while to beep out all the cuss words, but we're going to bring that to you. We have a little update on the Corinne diversity hire thing with all the anti-Semitism, whatever, all that stuff she was talking about from yesterday. But one more quick thing before I get to emails. Speaking of system membership card, Tyson Foods. The headline from Post Millennial was Tyson Foods to bring bug-based protein to U.S. markets after partnering with world leader in insect ingredients. Why in the world would they do such a thing? Of all companies, Tyson Foods? Well, you got to update the system membership card. The system has decided that cows are evil, that meat is evil, that you should just eat cockroaches and ant paste, and they intend to be part of that system. Interesting. All right, let's get to some emails. Dear Dr. Bandito, I'm wondering if you've been sharing my joy watching the entities that normally cancel our side canceling communists and getting many of them fired. I absolutely love it. I see some conservatives whining about it like it will come back to bite us. Unbelievable. How can it come back to bite us when we've already been under attack? All right, let's do this. Again, the right has failed to understand what we're facing, and the right has traditionally lost for that reason. Now, part of this is language. Remember what we talk about all the time. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. What does that mean? Well, if you're a Democrat in this country, you understand that there's incredible value in speaking like this to your supporters.
I came to office determined to get this.
Not like that. That's the wrong one.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize.
Yeah, you got it. Nazi white supremacist MAGA Republicans. What that does is it creates a mindset in their base, a mindset that they're up against evil. They're up against Nazis, and therefore they fight as if it's critical, as if it's world ending if they don't win. And actually, that leads me perfectly into this. That's why they talk like this. The world will end.
I came to office determined to get this country up again. So we could face the existential threat of climate and still grow. To fundamentally change our economy and to transition this country to a clean energy future. By the way, it's the only existential threat to humanity. If we don't do this, we don't stay below these numbers, the whole world's changing.
The whole world will die. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. Our side has chosen to sit out that battle. You will hear routinely, you probably hear it all over the radio still, all over the television set. You will hear either elected Republicans or pundits, writers, radio people, TV people use, honestly, the nicest sounding language possible for this vile communist scum that have taken over this country. They're liberals, progressives, they lean left. Oh, they're slightly misguided. Oh, they didn't open the border on purpose. It was a big whoopsie. Biden stumbled. He bumbled. He messed things up. Instead of saying, no, that's a dirty communist who's destroying the country on purpose. So we don't have the right mindset. And this applies to this exact thing you were just talking about. You've seen people on the right forever complaining about cancel culture, complaining about the fact that if you say something, quote, wrong, you can be fired and run out of public. And we don't want to participate in that. Cancel culture is wrong. Well, yeah, I don't like cancel culture either. That's why I choose to participate in it wholeheartedly. I'm not anti-cancel culture. I've grown to love it. Why? Because if I choose to not engage in cancel culture, the communist is not going to sit back and admire my good character and change his ways. He's still going to spend every waking moment trying to have me fired. Do you have any idea how many emails and phone calls corporate gets at iHeart trying to have me fired? It's a daily occurrence. Daily. Communists around this country call and try to have me fired. If I abstain, if I come on the radio right now and say, I'm not going to do that to anyone else ever, guys, not one of those communists will stop calling in. Not one. So I choose to participate. Remember when we got the head of that 4th of July parade fired? I participate in cancel culture. That's what I do. Because I understand it is the only chance I have at some sort of a truce or a peace in the future. Peace is not something you get by wishing for it, and freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. You don't have freedom today because we wanted freedom and we talked about peace. You have freedom today because brave men picked up muskets and went and shot the people who were trying to take it away from them.
Now, I don't want you to shoot or hurt anybody, but freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. Remember that. Make the communist feel fear and pain the way he makes you feel fear and pain, because he is a religious zealot and it's the only language he understands. He doesn't have a different language. He doesn't. It's all he gets. He's no different. Think about the jihadi, the radical Islamist, the nutball who walks into a theater with a bomb strapped to his chest and blows himself up. That's how you need to think of the American communist. What does the jihadi understand? Can you reason with him? Are you going to make him pause on his horrible, vile, murderous plans by your good character? Is he going to be blown away? Wow, man, I don't know. No, you're not. You're not. You will make him feel fear and pain, or he will win. Period. End of story. Our side, many, many, many people on our side, they fail to understand what we're facing, and they have no idea how to combat it. They think we can live and let live our way out of this, but that's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. You cannot live and let live your way out of communism. It has never been done. I don't have the clip in front of me. Maybe I'll find it and play it for you tomorrow. But you know how we play Yuri Bezmenov for you all the time? Yuri Bezmenov, in one of the lectures he was giving, you know, the KGB defector from the Soviet Union, in one of the lectures he was giving, Yuri Bezmenov explains how you get out of a communist system once you're in it. And man alive, is it hard for a lot of people on the right to hear basic truths. He lays it out there. He tells you what must be done. But our side doesn't want that. And look, there are a lot of reasons. Sometimes it's stupidity. Sometimes it's just basic cowardice. Oftentimes it's just basic cowardice. It's hard to fight back. It's easier to act like you're the good guy. You notice this in America's feminized Christianity a lot, because they don't want to fight back and engage. Instead, they'll just, Jesus told me to turn the other cheek, and I'm just supposed to lay there and get beaten to death. Well, really what it is he's a spineless coward who doesn't have any fight in him at all. So a lot of it's stupidity, a lot of it's cowardice, and a lot of it honestly is nostalgia. A lot of it is people who want to go back to 1980 when these problems weren't here. A lot of people want to go back, and they think if I just act like we're still in those times, that those times will return. But that's not how it works. That's not how you get rid of dirty communist scum in your country. All right? All right. Let's talk really briefly here about us doing one of our allies wrong again. And it's going to tie into a little foreign policy talk. Then we'll get back to more emails and the troops are preparing. Uh-oh, and so much more before we get to that. Talk about something more important than foreign policy, nuclear war, any of those things. What's more important than that? Your towels. You see, what, Chris? You see, your towels, they're not what they should be. We've all been shortchanged by big towel. You see, the towel industry has thrived. They've thrived on never giving us a towel that is both soft and absorbent. You can always have one of the two. Mike Lindell decided he's had enough of Big Tao, and he created My Towels. Greatest freaking towels ever. They have this special cotton called Sherpur cotton, long staple Sherpur cotton. And of course, he figured out a way to make it work better than any other towel. And right now, they're on sale as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. Or you can upgrade to the premium line for just $20 more. That's 50% in savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you want to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So, Corinne Diversity Hire really stepped in it. She stepped in it yesterday, and you know she stepped in it bad because then she came out and kind of reversed herself. But before we get to any of that, do you remember last week I think it was on the 19th. It was on the 19th. On the 19th. Is that last week, Chris? Is that, yeah, that's last week. On the 19th, when I was talking about the balancing act,
A very interesting, awful, but interesting balancing act the communists in America have to play. And they have to play this balancing act. You should know before I go into it. They have to play this balancing act because they thrive on two things. What does the communist thrive on? What fuels the communist? You know what the two things are. Deception and your apathy. And you see this over and over and over again with the modern American communist.
Deception and apathy. And so the balancing act the communist has to strike whenever he's speaking, he has to let his America-hating, evil, communist street scum base, he has to let them know that he hates America just as much as they do. He hates it. He wants to burn it down. He intends to destroy it. But at the same time, he can't come out and say it like that because then your Uncle Norm, your Aunt Norma, they might wake up to just how truly evil Democrats are in this country. It's the never-ending balancing act. They're walking a tightrope. But here's the thing about walking tightropes. Every now and then, you fall. Corinne Diversity Hire, remember yesterday when she came out and said this?
Level of concern right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. Look, we have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly President Biden understands that many...
And since she said those things yesterday, the outrage, the backlash has been vicious. Remember, two-thirds of American Jews vote Democrat every single time. So it's not the outrage from you that did it. From their own side... Phone calls were ringing, believe me. Gigantic campaign donors and bundlers, powerful Democrats were calling, saying, excuse me, what exactly is this? How bad was it? Well, this was her from today.
I want to make something clear at the top, because I understand how important moral clarity is, especially at this time. So when Jews are targeted because of their beliefs, or their identity, when Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism, and that is unacceptable. There is no place for anti-Semitism, full stop, period. This is important to the president. It's important to me personally and to everyone in the administration.
Yeah, it's very important to her. She's all broken up about it.
Following the Hamas terror attacks in Israel, which were the deadliest for Jews since the Holocaust, the president has been consistent and clear. We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism. And we must ensure that there is no place for hate in America.
Somebody got a phone call. And she got that phone call because, well, she got too honest. Again. The balancing act the communist has to walk. If you want to feel better about our situation, the tightrope he has to walk, letting his base know he's going to burn America down while not cluing Normie Norm into that fact. It's going to be more and more difficult for him to control himself moving forward. Why? As they gain more and more and more control of each and every cultural institution, they're going to want to flex their muscles a little bit, spread their wings a little bit, if you will. You see, he doesn't want to have to walk a tightrope anymore. He doesn't want to have to bother with it. And as he gains in power, as he gains in leverage, as he gains in influence, as they continue their takeover of all of our institutions, he's going to begin to chafe under that. Well, why do I have to pretend that I want to secure the border? But why do I have to pretend this? And he's going to get ahead of his skis, and it's going to burn him. Remember, this has been a problem for communists from the beginning of communism. sometimes guys will run too fast because they're religious zealots. They will get out ahead of where they should be. How much do you know about the Soviets in Afghanistan? Probably not much. A lot of people don't know very much about it. And again, I'm not the world's expert on it. But one of the funniest things about it to me, because I hate communists and I always laugh when I look back at murderous scumbag communists getting killed, the communists, they were taking over Afghanistan, but they were having to strike a really delicate balance. Because remember, communism, it must destroy whatever the national religion is to replace it with communism. Well, Afghanistan, that's obviously a very Muslim country. And the communists they had in charge there, the Soviet puppet they had in charge there, he was trying to be way out ahead of where he should be when it comes to making sure only communism was worshipped there. And he was so bad about it, the Soviets killed him. The Soviets had their own commie puppet assassinated because he was getting so far out ahead. He stopped even bothering trying to walk the tightrope. And he just said, yeah, Islam sucks. Communism's the best. And the Soviet Union looked and said, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem. We better handle this guy. That's what they are. And you'll see this more and more and more going forward. So that's good news. All right. We have to talk about doing an ally wrong. And probably more importantly, we have to play this clip of Sheila Jackson Lee going off on her staffers and chewing them out and calling them fat, you know, using the word for butt, fat butt, only that's not what she said. It was really, really bad and really, really hilarious. Don't worry, we beeped out all the cuss words and stuff like that. It is now and always will be a family show. Before we get to Sheila Jackson Lee, She-Jack, let's get to some basic steps we need to be taking right now. Basic steps we need to be taking, like getting gold or silver coins in our possession. Not someone else's possession, our possession. How do you do that, though? Oh, Jesse, I don't have a place to put gold bars. I don't have a gigantic safe or a bank vault. You don't need any of that. Oxford Gold Group, they give you coins, gold coins or silver coins. Again, I don't care what color it is. Just get something with precious metals because they last forever. But Jesse, what if I don't end up needing them? Pass them down to your children. Oh, what if they don't end up needing them? Well, the good news about gold is it doesn't go stale. It will save somebody in your family line someday. It will. That's a fact. You want gold? You need it? Go to jessekellygold.com. That's your one-stop shop for everything Oxford Gold Group. They'll get it in your retirement. They'll get it delivered to your house. That's a really easy process. Everything's easy at jessekellygold.com. Go get your precious metals, all right? All right, our ally and She-Jack next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.